ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin, is to announce a new student loan debt forgiveness program. Sources say the plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier. A Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston landed back at Denver, declared an emergency today. A piece of engine cover came off, was blowing in the wind. Nobody hurt. He sent a letter to the heads of Capital One and Discover with questions about a proposed merger that would create the country's largest credit card company, says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to know about potential increase in fees. We want to know what this will do to the marketplace. We want to know how consumers are being made aware.
Senator Schumer, the Biden administration is calling on the Israeli military to make changes in how it's prosecuting the war in Gaza after 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen were killed in a drone attack last week. This is ABC News. If you bought groceries at Walmart in recent years, the retail giant may owe you up to $500. Walmart agrees to pay millions to settle a class action lawsuit accusing the company of overcharging for certain groceries. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
If you believe you're eligible and you have your receipts, you could be entitled to 2% of the total cost for each product, up to $500. If you don't keep grocery receipts from 5 years ago, don't worry, you can still receive up to $25. You may also be able to retrieve receipts from Walmart's website, and you can file a claim on the settlement administrator's website. That deadline to file, June 5th.
Walmart denies the allegations in the suit, but agrees to the settlement. Millions getting ready to see tomorrow's first total solar eclipse in the U.S. since 2017. Astrophysicist Jedediah Eisler.
Here in D.C., we'll get an 89% eclipse. That means there's no time when it's safe to not have on your glasses, right? So you want to use eclipse glasses.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mino and the Mayor.
So you want to tell the rest of the story?
I slept with a circus. Ladies and gentlemen, now another edition of Kathy Larkin's saga, I Slept with a Circus.
Oh, my big mouth. My mother, no, I should have listened.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin, is to announce a new student loan debt forgiveness program. Sources say the plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier. A Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston landed back at Denver, declared an emergency today. A piece of engine cover came off, was blowing in the wind. Nobody hurt. He sent a letter to the heads of Capital One and Discover with questions about a proposed merger that would create the country's largest credit card company, says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to know about potential increase in fees. We want to know what this will do to the marketplace. We want to know how consumers are being made aware.
Senator Schumer, the Biden administration is calling on the Israeli military to make changes in how it's prosecuting the war in Gaza after 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen were killed in a drone attack last week. This is ABC News.